Life is as full as the things we don't give each other as it is the things we do. I come to give you maybe a word, maybe a line, maybe a poem, maybe a whole lot of maybes. See, as I get older, I realize now that sometimes the less you promise, the less you give of yourself, the better. That we are only ever one interaction away from self-destruction. So I come to give you as little as you need, just enough to see you through tonight's web of self-sown lies, the dark mirror in all our souls. I wonder if my poetry has become less heartfelt over time, that familiarity can and will breed contempt, that the magic of creation will eventually fail to light a smile across my worn-out face, that I have been blessed with the luxury of time, though how much longer I can only fail to know. I could die tonight, and that would, I guess, be all right. I have often longed for death to take me, to consume me. Why do I live and some children get cancer? Sometimes I feel guilty for my existence, and then how I rail against it. I wonder if all my words are simply insincere. Just print on screen, print on paper, print, print. Xerox my heart, stretch it out, copy it into digital, pipe me through the superhighway. I wonder if my heart can be as large as that of the steroid-taking wrestler who ended his life, and that of wife and child. I wonder how insane I would be if I had just 10 months to live. I imagine I would be tearing up the walls. I imagine a lot. I imagine my world burning. I believe there are corners to turn. But there is still no definitive proof that they exist, that the world is more than an illusion, or a giant simulation in the supercomputer. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I remember. I don't really exist, nor does this poem, or you, or anything. But let's carry on pretending. It is a pleasant fantasy, mostly. The demons only come out at night, mostly. I'm just as terrified as the next person. Bravery can only exist in conjunction with fear. A wise woman once told me I ask a lot of my audience. I believe in asking. I believe we don't know it all, that heroism exists. Socrates is one of my heroes. Boudicca, another. And I am overly fond of the poetry of Bukowski. But it's nice to be able to look around the illusion of the past and find real people amongst the dictators, emperors, TV celebrities. Intact, warts and all.